And now on the Ray Hadley Morning Show, find the winner thanks to bluebet.com.au. Download the supercharged Bluebet app now. True Blue Betting, 100% Australian owned and operated.
And the boss of bluebet.com.au, Michael Sullivan, good morning.
Morning, Ray. Morning to your listeners.
And a man that can spot a winner, Mark Piggy Riddell.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Sully.
You're back on deck tonight, are you?
Yes, I certainly am, Ray. Healthy. 100% ready to go.
Beautiful. I bet the fans can't wait for that.
Did his horse win last week?
I don't know. No, he hasn't mentioned it, so I'd say not.
No, it came second.
Usually it's the first thing he'll mention either in an email or text to me, and I haven't heard from him for 7 days, so I suspect duck egg. All right,
well,
gentlemen.
You don't reply to them, Ray, anymore. So I'll stop.
No, well, I knew you'd realise that sooner or later, so stop sending them. I mean, the day I start replying to texts to you is the day that I've stopped rearranging my sock drawer.
Come on now.
200 games for Tim Menner. Parramatta and the Knights, they've lost Bevan French. What's the betting, Michael?
Yeah, Parramatta, the shortest of the round, $1.16, the Knights $5.40, and it's a flat 14 at the blue bet line.
I'll just answer for him. My Eels?
Yeah, my Eels, Ray. They're getting on a charge before this final series. They'll be too strong for the night.
Broncos and Sharks, that'll be the game we call. And, of course, we've got Luke Lewis 34 today, and I think the skipper's celebrating game number 300, Paul Gallen. So well done to both men. What's happening, Michael?
Broncos 2's on in the old, $1.50. Cronulla 261, and it's plus or minus 4.5.
Yeah, I'm going to the Broncos in a tight one. I've got to say, I enjoyed calling the Broncos game last week. Ben Hunt coming into that hooking role. He was dynamite out of there. So I'm going to tip the Broncos in a close one.
Oh, you enjoyed calling it. Well, that's good. People are sitting on the edge of their seats to know that you're happy about calling it.
Well, it was a very entertaining game, Ray. I suppose not for the Gold Coast Titans.
No.
But some of the tries they scored were very classy, so I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Right, your Dragons against the Titans at Cogras Jubilee Oval, 3 o'clock. What's the betting here, Michael?
Dragons $1.40, the Titans $3, and it's a flat 8 at the line.
I'm a little worried about my Dragons, Ray. The last few weeks, they've had an opportunity to really cement themselves in the 8, but haven't been able to do it. They get another chance at home at Cogra against the Titans, so I'm going to stick with them. I'll tip the Dragons.
All right, Storm and Roosters, Amy Park, 5:30 Saturday afternoon, Michael.
Storm short, $1.35, the Roosters $3.23, and that's a flat 8 at the line.
Yeah, I'm going with the home side there, the Melbourne Storm. They're very, very hard to beat down there. I think they'll be too good for the Roosters.
Panthers, Cowboys, Pepper Stadium, 7:30 Saturday night at Penrith. Betting, Michael?
Panthers $1.50, the Cowboys $2.61, and it's plus or minus 5.5 at the line.
Yeah, important game for both sides in regards to the 8 and where they finish, or if they finish in the 8. The Panthers, with the run they're on, I think they'll be too strong at home.
All right, Warriors, Raiders, Mount Smart Stadium, Sunday, 2 o'clock. The boys call it, Michael?
Raiders $1.40, the Warriors $2.98, and it's a flat 8 at the line.
Ray, I'll let you tip this one for me.
Raiders.
Canberra Raiders.
Not allowed to tip the Warriors.
That's it.
Okay, no, West Tigers, Manly, Leichhardt Oval, 4 o'clock Sunday. Michael, the betting.
Manly $1.41, the Tigers $2.93, and it's plus or minus 6.5 at the blue bet line.
Yeah, I'm tipping the Manly Sea Eagles in this one. Obviously, to launch off that good win they had last week at Brookvale Oval against the Roosters, but I don't think they'll have it all their own way. The Tigers, at least they're competing now, but I think Manly will get the 2 points there.
All right, gentlemen, Rosehill is the venue, Rosehill Gardens as it's now known these days. You've got a winner for us, Michael. What's been back with bluebet.com.au?
Well, I can tell you, Ray, in the main race, which is the listed Rosebud, there is an easing favourite, Minari, trained by Gerald Ryan, but there's one coming up from a spell, part of the Godolphin team, Trekking, the one below at number 3, and it's been 550 into 480 at Bluebet. So there's been serious money for it, and the favourite's ease. So Trekking is the one the money's been for at Rosehill. Can I tell you, Ray, on the back of Winx's trial win, first ever trial win Monday, with the Cox Plate betting's gone up, and Winx has gone up $1.60.
$1.60 already in the Cox Plate.
to win the third Cox Plate. I've never seen a horse this far out from the Cox Plate that short, even when horses were dominating it. But $1.60. So if you want to shop early, maybe you think that's good value.
By the way, I'm not sure whether I heard right, but I've got to get a life. But I listen a very early morning, about 4 o'clock, to the replays of the Form Line program. well, I mean, fair dinkum, on the way to work. And I think the Trekkings had the, was it Trekking? It's a cult. No, it can't be Trekking. I thought they said it had a gear change, the most important gear change of all time. Must have been another horse, because Trekking listed here still as a cult. So he's still intact, so to speak.
Well, he'd be hoping that that's right then.
let's hope for Trekking's sake that he hasn't had the ultimate gear change. There's a couple of blokes I work with I'd like to have the gear change on. Might settle them down a bit. Take the edge off them. You got one for us there, Colt?
I do. I do. I've got one. Sydney Race 1, number 10, Another Sin.
First up, Corey Brown.
Well, I actually backed it the other day. It was about 14s or 16s, but I just checked in. It's into about $4 or $5 now.
You backed it pre-paced. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I backed it. I backed it earlier in the week, and I watched his trial the other day too. I think it had a trial in Skane.
You've got to get a proper job. You got time to watch Barry at trials? I mean, fair thing. Who watched Barry apart from Ron Duffersey? Hey, and Tony Brassel. Who watches Barry at trials?
Yeah, it gets a bit lonely out here in the sticks of an afternoon night, Ray. Yeah. So just flick the TV and have a look.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you to both of you. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Ray. All the best.
Thank you, Michael Sullivan, bluebet.com.au, and a member of the Continuous Call team, Mark Piggy-Riddell.